Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Tomorrow night on PBS, you'll get the first of three episodes of the popular Antiques Roadshow that was shot in Cincinnati last summer. Oh, what kind of treasures were found? What ended up on the edit room floor? Antiques Roadshow executive producer Marcia Bemko is in the studio with Tana Weingartner to provide a preview.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, tell us just a little bit about this new season of Antiques Roadshow.
Well, you're in Cincinnati.
Right.
You're in our new season, and we went to six cities last year, and this, I think, was our fourth stop. So we are now going to begin airing Cincinnati's three episodes of television on April 1st. So coming up with Cincinnati's treasures just a couple weeks from now.
Do you have any big teases? Let's just talk about the season in general to start. Mm-hmm. Any big teases about some big surprises coming this season?
Well, the big surprise is aired, because we start airing our season on January 7th. And our most valuable, and that is not always the biggest surprise, but our most valuable object for this season came into Corpus Christi. And that was a painting done by Diego Rivera that we appraised for $800,000 to $1 million. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
We had some great collection come into Cincinnati, too. Not worth quite that kind of money, but it was a collection done by the artist Potthast, and it was his descendant who brought that material in. And it was unknown material, so very exciting for our experts to see. And that's in the first episode of Cincinnati coming up on April 1st. I'm not going to tell you too many details about that one because I want to keep that a surprise. That's your big find for
All
Cincinnati.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about what we will see when the Cincinnati shows start airing. The first one's tomorrow.
Starting in the very first appraisal, and when a show, you know, they're often my favorites, I'll be honest with you. If an appraisal's going to start a show, it's because I love it. And one of my favorite appraisals from Cincinnati starts the first episode of episode one. And it's this bracelet that came in. It's a Raymond C. Yard, Y-A-R-D, bracelet that was made in 1898. It's a great bracelet. It's a rock crystal, reverse painted. And what's neat about this, and I don't know if this won't happen as often today as it did back when this woman paid, I want to say $15 for a box of jewelry. And she was the type who would craft things. Mm-hmm. And she would craft things from these junk jewelry she'd bought. But she didn't craft anything from this bracelet because she couldn't figure out what to craft.
Sure.
That's good because that's a well-known maker. It's obviously quite old, made in 1898. And the appraiser, Kevin Zavian, put an auction estimate on it of $6,000 to $8,000. She paid $20 for that box of baubles 20 years ago. She did all right.
She got a good payoff.
She did okay.
Have you heard anything? Do people ever follow up and say, you know, you appraised my bracelet for so much, and then I went and sold it, and I got this much? Is there any type of...
What the interesting thing about Roadshow is that some years ago I wanted to make a series about what happens after Roadshow because everybody must sell their stuff, right? I mean, you just heard you have a painting worth $100,000. What happens the majority of the time, and there are exceptions to the rule, and I could tell you a few stories where there are exceptions to what I'm about to say. No matter what it's worth, people don't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with family heirlooms and things like that, that even if you could find it to replace it again, the day you sell it, you can't afford to buy it back, right?
Right.
Because if your auctionist, let's say you sell it at auction for $68,000, and let's say it goes for the $8,000, you will pay a seller's premium. There's always a cost to sell. You know, fair price for a dealer to pay your retail dealer is half of what he's going to sell it for. That's how retail works.
Mm-hmm.
So the day you sell it, you can't afford to buy it back. And I think people are cognizant enough of that they don't easily part, especially with inherited objects.
Right. But you mentioned the bracelet she happened to find in a box that she just bought for $20. Do people like that often turn around, or do they hang on to them as well?
Yeah, that's a really great point. That can happen where there's less emotional attachment to an object and they are more likely to sell. It'll be interesting because I will have a chance to meet this guest to follow up to see what she's going to do. Statistically, it's easy for me to guess she won't because we've done so much of this. The series I wanted to make was impossible to make. There aren't enough stories to fill it. It's just that, as a rule, people do not want to part with these objects. Again, it's worth $6,000 to $8,000 at auction. She could, if she was lucky to get the eight, but she would give up 20% of that. She's not emotionally attached to it, so there's a good chance she might be one of the ones to let that go. But I'm not betting on it.
I'm speaking with Marcia Bemko, executive producer of the popular PBS program Antiques Roadshow. What else should people expect to see when they tune into the Cincinnati episodes?
You are going to get to see some, if you live in town, you're going to see some great local objects. Now, one of the things that I like a lot, Andrew Brunk appraises in Hour 3. That's the last hour of Cincinnati. And it was brought in by a guy who buys and renovates houses. And what it is a massive bust of Lincoln. It takes up a lot of space, big, huge thing that from a distance looks like it's made of bronze. But that's because it was a carved wood painted to look like that. What is interesting, and you all who live here will have to teach me exactly where, because I honestly don't remember. It was up on a building here in Cincinnati until it was replaced by an actual bronze bust of Lincoln. So there is. So for you all who live here, you are all going to learn and you're going to see that. And for those of you who, I don't remember, I'll be honest with you, how many years ago it came off of the building and it was replaced. You're going to get to see that, and it'll definitely ring some bells for people.
Oh, how neat.
Yeah.
So did you get a lot of stuff? I would just think that you must have seen a lot of Rookwood pottery because that's a big Cincinnati thing. Was there something you just saw a lot of?
We saw a lot of Rookwood.
Yeah.
We absolutely did, but we also taped some Rookwood. Mm-hmm. A woman brought in a great collection that allows you to see the range of Rookwood. You all live here, so you know what I'm about to say is true. You can get $5 Rookwood. You can get $50,000 Rookwood if you're lucky, for much less if you're lucky. but a woman did bring in a collection that ranged basically from, I think the lowest piece was $20, $25. It was what they call modern or new Rookwood. And she had some older pieces that were in the hundreds of dollars. I think her whole collection was worth $2,000 to $3,000 in that area. I thought it was a great lesson on Rookwood. It was some old Rookwood, new Rookwood, and that's a gem in your city. Because, by the way, while I was here in the summer, I actually went to the Rookwood facilities to visit it. And, yes, this producer did buy something new there. So it does happen. It's still beautiful things. And back when these things were bought when they were new. And, by the way, that's the first rule of buying. Buy what you love. Yeah.
What maybe got left on the cutting room floor that people won't see in the show?
You know, that's the interesting thing about Roadshow is that we tape more than we need. You have to, because there's not a television show alive that can use everything they tape. We're going to get back. We're going to fact check things. We're going to make sure everything's right and usable and tidy things up in a saner moment than the day we're taping. The fun thing, I will tell you one thing that was cut. It was a Bowie knife. Now, the thing is that it depends on how many appraisals we tape that day. It was a very good and long day for us here in Cincinnati. So, unfortunately for some people out there, I had to cut more than I normally do just to fit it into the three shows. What's exciting that we now have is we produce something called Junk in the Trunk. Now, don't feel bad out there if your appraisal is in Junk in the Trunk. However, what we will do with some of those leftover, didn't make it, cutting room appraisals, and actually I've saved some for Junk in the Trunk. So Chris Mitchell, he had taped a Bowie knife that day, and you can be sure, even though it's on the cutting room floor, watch for Junk in the Trunk, because what that episode is are things from every city we visited last year, some leftovers that are still great to share with the nation. So Cincinnati doesn't just have three shows, you sort of have three and one-sixth. And I will tell you, because if you're interested out there, there are other things that are on the bottom of that list that probably won't happen again. So the person out there who brought in the Zippo lighters, I'm sorry, wherever you are, it's going to stay on the cutting room floor. And I will admit that, frankly, that was our fault. We put too many of your Zippo lighters on the table and it became hard to talk about. So that's what happens for us. When something ends up on the cutting room floor, it's not a result usually of the guest's behavior or a performance. It could be a real performance issue, but generally it's not. It's something else that happens in there, and it became unwieldy. So sorry about that out there with your Zippo lighters. I will tell the rest of you, had it aired, you would have learned that his entire collection was worth $7,900 to $10,800.
Wow.
That's the mystery that you just won't get to see the whole thing.
Well, extra bonus content for you right here. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Marcia Bemko, executive producer of Antiques Roadshow. The first of three episodes filmed right here in Cincinnati airs tomorrow, and you'll find more information about that at WVXU.org. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Tana Weingartner.